Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thanks again for having me.
There's been a lot of talk lately about immigration enforcement and the policy of different municipalities, different states, and different police agencies as to how they deal with circumstances where they come up against illegal aliens and whether or not they have any responsibility or whether they should be informing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency of the United States government as to the whereabouts of an illegal alien. And there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not the state police have adopted an appropriate policy in terms of dealing with immigration circumstances they become involved with. What's going on here? What are some of the issues involved?
Mike, I was in an appropriation hearing with the Pennsylvania State Police about a week and a half ago in the latter part of February, early March. And one of the things that was interesting is the question came up about the sanctuary state comment and the issue about the enforcement of the ICE regulations. And I have to commend a number of Representative Martina White and Representative Stan Saylor asked about 12 very pointed questions. And you could see the acting police commissioner was being very deliberate in the way he was trying to answer. And he did a great job trying to answer it, where you could see that he didn't necessarily 100% feel comfortable with what he had to respond with. So in essence, Pennsylvania is somewhat of a sanctuary state. And it's a challenge because it's also, at the same time, not really one. And what the unique issue is this, and what the question came up was, if there is a police situation in which a Pennsylvania State Police officer stops someone, will the Pennsylvania State Police comply with an administrative warrant from ICE? And the answer was clearly and categorically no. So if there's an administrative warrant where ICE wants to find an illegal immigrant, if the Pennsylvania State Police finds that person, they will not cooperate with ICE. If it's criminal in nature, they will. And so as a result, it's designed to protect and comply with a recent Supreme Court decision that dealt with a similar statute in Arizona. But you can tell the way the acting police commissioner responded, he was uncomfortable with the response, because in essence, it basically says for administrative warrants, the state police will not cooperate. And that's a directive that came out of the executive branch. And I've read the entire Pennsylvania State Police policy issue on this, and it's pretty clear we will not comply with ICE.
And just to be clear here, you were talking about administrative warrants as opposed to criminal warrants. What's the difference between these administrative warrants and a criminal warrant? I would think that a warrant's a warrant.
Mike, it's an interesting distinction. Under the illegal immigrant coming to the United States, they've actually not committed a criminal offense. It's a civil offense. They've broken a law, but it's a civil offense. And so we have criminal courts in the United States, and we have civil courts. A civil court statute is entirely different in terms of what the state police can and cannot do than one that's civil. So they've chosen to not follow anything that is civil in nature that would require them to detain the person. The problem I have with it is the state police do cooperate on other civil-related matters. So you could see clearly that the acting police commissioner was uncomfortable answering the question, but they're trying to comply with the Supreme Court decision relative to the state of Arizona and the U.S. Supreme Court on this very issue. Now, I've had some interesting discussions with some Pennsylvania State Police officers, particularly in York County and Lebanon County. And one of their comments was that sometimes they will find someone that should be detained and they'll call ICE and ICE won't respond. So I think this is something where we need to work with our federal legislators as well as the Pennsylvania legislature to say we need to start looking at the national laws and comply with them. And one of the things I encourage everybody to be aware of, you don't want to live in a society where we get to pick and choose which laws we adhere to. Either change the law or enforce it. But it was painful to see how the acting police commissioner had to respond for something he obviously felt very uncomfortable dealing with. But in reality, the Pennsylvania State Police, under current directives, will not comply with administrative warrants from ICE, which basically makes us a de facto sanctuary state.
Very interesting and concerning, I'm sure, for many people. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.